from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep, everybody. And I'll be saying that over and over again tonight because it's an all-intro episode for that long President's Day weekend. So here in the U.S., I hope you get a nice extra sleep in. What am I talking about? Who am I? What am I? Well, I'm here to put you to sleep. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. I'll be saying that over and over again in the intro. All intros, what I mean is that this is an intro after intro after intro. It's one of our most popular rewards on Patreon. And there's just episodes that come out on long weekends. So you still have something to listen to. Extra nice and extra lulling. Because it's time, if you're confused or you're wondering when I'm going to get to the point, you might be in the right place because I'm here to help you fall asleep. It's time for Sleep With Me podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's a few ways we're able to keep this podcast free for everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would Sleep With Me be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Kind of the, you know, the most interruptive, I mean, let's be honest, but the essential part of Sleep With Me being a free podcast. It's the allies of the podcast, and it's a part of the show that's the most upbeat because I'm upbeat because I get to keep the podcast to free here for you whenever you need it. And I wanted to thank Carol and Sister Sludge. Carol got a set of sleep phones, and Sister Sludge got a bunch of merch from our merch store. So I'm thanking them on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. If you support a sponsor like KiwiCo or Feels, you get your Whoop strap, you start tracking your sleep, whatever it is, let me know about it so I can thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Let the sponsor know about it so they know our partnership is valuable and appreciated. And then I can thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone like Carol and Sister Mr. Sludge, thanks. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, we're all listening to that wonderful podcast you got, As It Happens. Can you tell me who helps out on this podcast other than you?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullaby, so
I'm making a podcast
about writing songs.
It's called As It Happens.
Song of the day.
And you can find it.
Just search for it.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Fail Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you'll find me. And, what do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's a, you know, stuff on your mind you're thinking about, you know, anything physically you're feeling or dealing with, or anything emotional, like emotionally bubbling up that you're experiencing. I'm here to keep you company and to try to take your mind off of that. And the way I'm going to do that is try to create a place where you feel welcome, a safe place where I'm going to do my best to treat you with dignity and respect, and a warm smile, in a warm room with, you know, with airflow. So you could say, well, I prefer to be by the warm stuff or the airflow stuff. You know, personalized fans, probably not misters, but, you know, those misters are popular. But what you also want me to do is send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, rusty tangents, faded sleep dust. Here's a new one. There is one part of my brain that is right on the money sometimes. It said, gunk-filled gadgets? Is that what it? No, gunk-filled gimmicks. Gunky gimmicks. That's okay. Sorry. I got it. It got some little kid part of my brain. It was good. Great job with that idea. Maybe we'll come back to that. Gunky gimmicks and your great idea. I don't want to, I'm trying to also, that was praise. I was supposed to do encouragement. We'll go back to that though. But if you're new, welcome. This podcast is a little bit different. So let me tell you a couple of things. Don't try to figure it out. You can, but it's easier if you just kind of kick back and passively kind of consume the podcast. Just like if you're laying there looking at clouds or listening to birds or the humming of the humming of a summer evening in general, the humming of me trying to string words together of a summer evening in general. It's easier to consume it that way. But the podcast, structurally, here's what to expect if you're new. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's essential to keeping the show going, especially for those of you that fall asleep really fast. But you can find all that when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow at our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com. Then we have an intro. And the intro is kind of a show within a show where I try to introduce the podcast and make a metaphor for how it works. And thus far, we haven't settled on anything. So it's kind of the whole idea of the podcast is, yeah, that I can try to earn your trust, remind you that this is a safe place and I'm here to help. Remind you that you do deserve a good night's sleep and some comfort and some soothing. And hopefully I could provide some of that. Now, the podcast doesn't work for everybody. Some people find my creaky dulcet tones creaky, more on the creaky side than the dulcet side. In my meanders, they say, well, they're one step beyond pointless. So just see how it goes. And as most of feedback I get, and this is true as far as the feedback goes or the reviews, it takes two or three tries for people to be like, oh, okay. So give it a few tries. And that's not a pressure from my end. It's that I'd love it if this podcast can help you fall asleep or relax or unwind at bedtime. But it doesn't work for everybody. So I appreciate you checking it out. So that's the intro. Then tonight we'll be talking about some things at the New York State Fair, which is kind of a little bit of an ongoing theme here at this summer season. And then the show ends with some thank yous and some good nights. And between the intro and the story part of the show is some more business. So that's the structure of the show. If you're new, here's a strange thing. It's a podcast you don't need to listen to. Who would have thunk of that? It's a podcast you can listen to if you need to, or you could kind of listen. You could partially listen. And like I said, that might be part of why it takes a few tries. You say, oh, okay, this is how I think I'll listen to the show with it barely audible. And I say, great, if that's what works for you, terrific. Or I'll listen to the intro while I'm getting ready for bed, and then I'll get in bed, turn out the lights, and listen to the story. Or some people listen on rotation all night long. Or some people put a podcast on at 3 a.m. when they wake up. So whatever it is. However you want to listen, experiment and see what works for you. But you don't need to listen like intently. Like I'm not going to, clearly there's not really you know what I mean? I'll give some examples. Like I said, I have gunky gimmicks, and they're gunk filled. Yeah. And I have this little kid here that I didn't even discover, some pitch kid. Can I call you pitch kid? Kid Pitch. Okay, well, we settled on a nickname. Are you related to my internal child? Okay, well, we'll get back to you. I got to finish letting the new listeners in. But thanks, Kid Pitch. Oh, boy, Kid Pitch. And this isn't a joke. Sometimes people think I'm, like, putting you on. I literally have never connected with Kid Pitch, and Kid Pitch clearly lives within me somewhere. Now, unfortunately, at bedtime, Kid Pitch isn't there. A more adult version of Kid Pitch is there. Maybe it even starts with like a word that rhymes with that, but it has to do with complaining about everything. So that's what keeps me asleep or awake. And that's one of the reasons why I make this show, because I've been there. Oh, but here's the other thing about the podcast, if you're new. There's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. And there are listeners that listen all the way to the end that can't fall asleep. And so I'm there for them. But maybe in some unifying way, I don't know if that could make this place feel even safer, because it does for me somehow, that I know I'm going to be here till the very end for them, or berry end. If I fell into the world of strawberry shortcake, I'd say I'll be here to the berry end. But that you're not alone. I mean, that's one of the main messages in this show for every listener, for you in particular. You're not alone. I may not be able to exactly identify with what's keeping you up, and it may be something just temporary, but I've been there tossing and turning, and I want to try to help. So that's kind of some stuff around the show. But as Kid Pitch was saying, hey, Kid Pitch, you want to sit in my lap? Oh, great. I'm here with Kid Pitch, some part of me, ancient, I would say. I know you don't look ancient, Kid Pitch, but I forgot the other words other than ancient. And I don't think you're archetypal, because I never heard Jung talk about Kid Pitching before. But you're an idea generator, maybe. Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to try to listen to you from this day forward. What was your name again? Sorry, Kid Pitch. That was just a cheap joke. But you were Kid Pitch. Tell me more about this gunky gimmicks. Oh, yeah, you just like that metaphor. I do. I can switcher. It's got alliteration, so that's always a winner for a sleep podcast. Sleep show. Well, it's a podcast, so it's a little different. I don't know if sleep shows actually, like, it doesn't feel alliterative to me. Okay, just move. Okay, thanks, Kid Pitch. Actually, Kid Pitch feels alliterative, even though it isn't. How about, does it feel that way for you? It just has a nice ring to it. You're right about that. Much better than Pitch Kid. Right, your Kid Pitch. Yeah, so, like, that is a new thing. Maybe we'll work our way into the intro. Gunky gimmicks, do you think my show, I try not to make Sleep With Me gimmicky, but I think the idea of having a gunky gimmick, I mean, I want Sleep With Me to feel a little bit sticky. You're right, like a morass, like people are going through it, and eventually they're slipping, like, into sleep, like a cloudy morass. Kid Pitch can't stop giggling, everybody, so I better finish this up. I just cracked a Kid Pitch up with using the word morass. There you go. There Kid Pitch goes again. Well, at least we know the Kid Pitch is somewhere between 12 and 80 years old. Yeah, I don't want to make a morass out of you and me. Well, actually, maybe I do, because if we're going to have gunky gimmicks. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but a nice gunky gimmick that'll slow people down. Hypoallergenic gunk for sure, Kid Pitch, totally. Yeah, with the softest, most organic ingredients, of course, to let people rest in their bed. Oh, yeah, definitely warmed. Warmed gunky gimmicks invented by Kid Pitch, whatever the date is that you're listening to this, whatever the year is. Hopefully when I need pitches, oh, Kid Pitch, where are you when I say, like that time, like when I actually need some words, like do you participate in adult conversations? Cause that's when I say, hamana, hamana, hamana. You're just giggling. Oh, cause I'm in my head's up my own morass. Oh boy. Kid Pitch, you could go on tour. You're hilarious. I don't know if there is like a morass okay, never mind. That wasn't even to make you laugh. Okay, let me get back to the new listener. So that was Kid Pitch with a new way to describe Sleep With Me is having some gunky gimmicks. And I don't think the creaky dulcets and the pointless meanders are too well, they're more gunky than gimmicky, but they're there to help. And if you're new again, I appreciate you coming by. I appreciate you checking the show out. And I'm here to try to help. I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night. And I strive and I yearn and I work very hard because I really want to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. And let's hear a few ways we keep the show going. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener, Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly or you're willing to consider up giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away because it's just there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up. And we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taking being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or take one of those other actions and, what do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, like emotions bubbling up, physical sensations, time, travel, temperature, whatever's keeping awake. It could be, work stuff or changes in your shift. And it could even just be that baffling lack of sleep where you say, well, I don't know, Scoots, I just can't get to sleep. And I say, well, I'm here to help. I'm here to try to help. If you're new here, welcome. I'm going to create a safe place, as I said, where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Whatever it is, where ideally you feel treated with dignity and respect and welcomed. If you'd like applause when you enter the safe place, we have an auto applause validation detector so that you'll receive validating applause. And whether you, like, if you don't, you say, no, I prefer eye contact validation. You got it. Nods. We do have the newest technology in safe places, mostly because it's imaginary, but that gives us limitless options, believe it or not. It's a great thing about it. Can you see it? I'm smoothing and patting and rubbing down this safe place. And sometimes, you know, if it's validating for people to say safe place when you come in, just like BBD would, Bell Biv DeVoe, BBDVB, you know, BVDVD. DeVoe. I guess there's no D though. It's just, but what was I saying? Oh yeah, safe place. However you'd like to, and you say, well, no, I'd prefer, I just want to walk in and curl up in my privatized, private safe place. Go for it. That's an option too. What I was going to say though is if you prefer your valid, like you say, well, this might be me. I'm not even sure because I don't know if I've ever walked into a, well, I have walked into some validating spaces before, and we could go with some parking jokes if we wanted to, but, and I'd say, well, no, I don't, like, I do probably crave validation, but maybe another part of me says, no, I don't want any validating applause. I would shrink from it or shirk from it, but it's say, this new technology I've been working on at the, I used to be a student of Imagination Station back on I think it was my local public TV station. It could have been one of the original super stations. And I think it was out of Philly. It was a drawing. It was kind of like a one part Mystery Science Theater and one part Bob Ross, if my memory serves correct, which I think it does. And that was a safe place for me, Imagination Station. I think it was mostly space-related drawings and more geared at kids, and it was drawing versus, and maybe my memory doesn't serve correctly, which normally doesn't. What was my point, though? Oh, I think that's where I earned a degree, an imaginary degree from the Imagination Station, because I didn't earn a drawing degree. I would just watch it and enjoy it. However you want your validation, I'll try to provide it or to make you allow you to feel validated. And the real reason is because I really, truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And what I'm going to do is send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents, rustified tangents. What else am I going to do? Like filler words, boatloads of filler words. I have actually, shiploads of them. I said, boatloads won't be enough. We're going to need shiploads. So those are coming. Maybe they're already here in the show. That was a... those two are free. Those actually just came in right as I opened my mouth. But I'm here to help. If you're new, here's the structure of the show. First few minutes are business. That's how we keep the show going. When you're handed some fridge tomorrow, just remember to go sleepwithmepodcast.com. That's how you find the sponsors and all that stuff. Then there's an intro, which we're probably about 5 minutes into. And the intro's around 12 minutes of me trying to explain what the podcast is. So far, nearly 700 tries, I haven't successfully done it. But what I have successfully done is keep you company, take your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake. And a lot of people fall asleep during the intro. So the intro is part of the show, but then there's a story portion. Tonight will be our episodically modular serial series, Nuns in Space, The Stand Chronicles. And that'll be there. So, structure. Yeah. And then there's some thank yous at the end. There's some business tucked between the intro and the show. So that's the structure show. If you're new, here's the thing. You don't really need to listen to me. You can try to figure out how the show works or if I'm making any sense, or you can follow what I'm saying. Just kind of do it in a looser way. Cause remember, here's the thing. I went to a school on TV that I barely remember, called Imagination Station, and it was a drawing school. But I actually didn't even send this letter, but I said, well, technically it's called Imagination Station, and I was stationary in imagining or emoting imagines. I think I do. I don't know if you can emote imagines, but I probably have. I'd like to look that up. I think that was Imagine Dragons' first music. Maybe that's their first, before they added the person that made them break big. I think they were called Emote Imagines. Maybe not, though. Where was I? A structure show. Oh, you don't need to listen to me. Okay. I think you figured that out. But you can. I'll be here all the way to the end. And that goes with the other part of the show. This is a podcast to be here while you fall asleep as opposed to put you to sleep. I know I say that, and I use terms like boring because it's really tough to explain how the show works when I really don't know, even though I've made 600 and, I don't even know 98 episodes. I don't know where I am on the production schedule. Maybe over 700, but what was my point? I went right over my head. Oh, so you don't need to listen to me. No pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour to keep you company, and you fall asleep as you wish or when you wish. As you wish, as Princess Bride once said. The Princess's Bride. Wasn't it The Princess's Bride? I never thought about the title. I never tried to figure out the title. And here's the thing. You don't need to figure out that title or this movie. I'll tell you. Just say The Fun Pirate Roberts, a.k.a. Wesley, as you wish. If none of that makes any sense, I'll go back to the... Okay, so you don't need to listen to me. You don't. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to keep you company. I mean, I'm a person that docks on the imagination station, ideally. And after this episode, hopefully I'll procrastinate in doing something else and Google who the gentleman was that made Imagination Station. Once again, I remember having a conversation with somebody from, I think they were from, they might have been from like South Jersey. Yeah, they were. And they knew about Imagination Station too. And they said, oh, yeah, they actually knew facts about it. They may have even had an Imagination Station patch. And my memory of Imagination Station laid, I mean, obviously, it became part of my existence. They said, well, what do you believe in, Scoots? Well, I believe in the four tenets of Imagination Station. Well, no, not all of them. Drawing, I believe in drawing. I just believe I'm not good at it. Doodling, yes, imagining. You know, I forgot the other tenets. Kindness, of course. Kindness is most important. An openness, curiosity, fun. I think it might have been an 8-pointed star of the Imagination Station. Maybe it was 8 tenets. What was I saying? So I forgot about the Imagination Station for a while. I guess this is a pointless meander, but it has a point. And then there was this band in Oakland called The Phenomenauts, and they were kind of like a sci-fi rockabilly kind of type band. And they had outfits they would wear. And they were kind of like a little bit of performance artists at the same time as playing music. And they said, when I went to see them the first time, they said, Imagination Station. This is just like an Imagination Station as a band. And I think their music is probably on Spotify or something. Pretty fun. Pretty fun if you like. They got a bunch of songs about Earth is the Best. That's one of their songs. Check it out. You'll enjoy it. And maybe Google, check out YouTube for Imagination Station. I will be later. Maybe it'll be relaxing, or maybe you'll just say, huh, that makes it, maybe it won't be. And you say, well, that makes a lot of sense that Scoots was into that. It's a different, just like this podcast. And this podcast is a little bit different. Because I believe wherever you're from, wherever in the world you're listening from, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, I want to be here for you in the deep, dark night if I can, because I've been there, hopeless, to be honest, sometimes, even when it's just like, you say, okay, let me just do a little self-soothing, or get up and move around. You say, okay, no, it's not as bad as I felt during that moment. If I can steer you around those moments and keep you company, maybe keep you barely entertained in a way where you say, well, I'm barely entertained. I think I'll fall asleep. Yeah, I'll be doing my job. If I can give you a tiny modicum, an ounce of comfort, make you look forward to bedtime or just feel neutral about it, it would be my honor. And all the studying I didn't do for at the Imagination Station, all the watching and consumption, in the lifetime of imagining, will be worth it. So this podcast doesn't work for everybody. It's a little bit different. All I'd ask is you give it a few tries, see if it helps, because I really work hard, and I strive and I yearn, and I want to help you fall asleep. Thank you for coming by. Hey, are you up all night, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest, and what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, changes in your routine, you know, moving, traveling, whatever it is, wind. I mean, that is something that's underrated of great things and annoyances. You say, what's up with that wind? And, you know, it depends on where you're at, and it's no judgment. Sometimes you're in a non-wind, you say, well, I'm not in the mood for the wind tonight. So if you could cut it out, you know, cloud gods, quit your blowing. And they say, actually, it's a low pressure. I say, okay, thanks, Wayne Maher. Wayne Maher is a weatherman of my youth. Yeah, but so what was I saying? Oh, a lot of different things can keep you up at night. This podcast is here to keep you company. What I'm going to do is this: send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, dusty tangents with a little bit of rust. Oh, creaky, creaky, dulcet tones, right? Is that what I said? Or creaky, did I say that? A lot of different things, extra words, going off point, obscenely long intro, where I don't get to the point of explaining what the podcast is, and in doing so, hearty har har, I kind of do. But here's the thing, if you're new, what I'm going to do with this intro is I'm going to try to make a metaphor of how the podcast works, possibly involving dogs tonight, because I got two right outside the climbing closet where I record the podcast. But what first I'll do is welcome. I'm glad you're here. I hope this podcast can help. It doesn't work for everybody, but give it a few tries. Don't try too hard to make sense of it. The parts of your brain that might try to make sense of this podcast, maybe the parts of you that aligned with the parts of you that keep you up. So keep a kickback and just barely listen. That's kind of what this podcast is. It's a bit more than background noise. But it would be like if you were, I guess this may be the metaphor that I wasn't looking for. I was going to talk about dog beds, but now I'm thinking about being a wind interpreter. And at first you might chortle, which is, I don't think is a word I've ever used on this podcast before, but you might chortle. You say, Scoots, there's no such thing. And I'd say, really? Well, ask the NWS, National Weather Service, or the International Weather Service, if there is one. Also, if either one of you offer, what are those called, honorary degrees, I'd love to become Dr. Weather, and maybe I would even sing a song about it. It would actually be just Stormy Weather, but it would be Dr. Weather. And if you want, when I receive the award, I could wear a lab coat and maybe a cloud hat with a lightning bolt. That's just a proposal, but I'm actually in the middle of a podcast intro. But let's get back to that honorary degree in wind interpreting. Or maybe remind me to do a whole episode about the wind listener. Okay, but crickets in my brain. That's a good saying. So if you're new, clearly you don't need to listen to me. I think that was my first point. You kind of like listening to the wind. If you're in the right mood, you say, well, that's nice. It's a nice, steady... Well, not always steady, but, you know, it's a sound, and it's helping me unwind and get it deeper in bed and sink in. And maybe it's just a nice, you know, bigger than a breeze, but not too heavy, where you say, okay, it's good. It's clean. You know, it's bringing some new air into town. About time we cleared out the air around here. So you say, okay, I could breathe with the wind, I can rest, but you're not trying to make sense of it too much. That's kind of what one way to listen to this podcast. So you could listen however you choose. Yeah, I just want to let you know and give you full permission. You don't have to listen to me. So that's one. Two, I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. I won't really put you to sleep. I'll just be here at your side as you drift off into dreamland. Not that differently, to continue with the wind metaphor, if I was holding some dried leaves, you know, and there's no wind, you'd just say, okay, got some dried leaves in my hand. And some people might say, well, Scoots, what are you doing holding dried leaves? Are you going to crunch them for a soothing sound? I say, no, though that is an idea. As long as these are 100% dried leaves, then that would be okay. No, I'm just waiting for a breeze to come in and carry them lightly off of my palm and drift them away to a new home you know, where they could support a biome just so I could just sneak in a cheap rhyme and then forget what I was going to say. But, it, you know, they gently drift away. Ideally, you'll drift away. You know, as I'm talking, but if you can't sleep, I'll be here till the end. Believe me, I make this show as much for all the people that fall asleep. I think make it a complete podcast. Even if you fall asleep in the 10 minutes, the hour podcast is really what's putting you to sleep somehow. But I also make this podcast for the sliver of people who can't fall asleep. I'll be here till the end, gently rambling and interpreting the wind or listening to the wind. So, okay, those are things. Structurally, the show starts off a little late for this, but it starts off with an intro that's around 12 to 15 minutes after some business that we open the show with. There's some business between the intro and the story. And then there'll be, tonight we'll be talking about Star Trek The Next Generation. But believe me, it'll be like a meandering coverage where you say, wait a second, was that really an episode? And this one's a doozy because they think it only has two locations. I mean, if you count different locations on the Enterprise, maybe more. But this isn't about the filming of the show. So where was I? Oh, I was talking about wind. So, yeah. Oh, so that's the podcast. You don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to help. I'm here to be your friend. I've been there, sleepless in the deep, dark night. And I'd like to do you a favor and keep you company while you drift off. But I was thinking about this with the wind. Like at first, like I said, you would chortle because you'd say, Scooch, you can't interpret the wind. And then I say, well, if I was an expert at wind, I don't know. I don't have a wind expert. And of course, someone might say, you know, break it. What do they say? Break in wind. But no, this isn't a time for jokes like that. It's just a, if you had someone with expertise in winds, and they were also even narrower, they were an audio wind expert, and maybe a sensory wind expert, they could feel the wind, feel the breeze. That's what I used to say when I would run, even though I wasn't very fast. I think I'd say taste my breeze. A scent company should take that. Taste my breeze. Because you really don't like it. It's more like, where was I? So we're with an imaginary wind expert. And they know everything about the wind. They really got it down. They could actually interpret the wind for you. Now, it wouldn't be like an English language. Well, I guess if you're communicating in English, they would use English. But they'd say, okay, you know, that's first off, that's coming in from the northwest. Does that mean it's headed to the south? That would be my first question. Does that mean I never understand that. It's coming from the northwest. It's going to the southeast. Is that what we're talking about? And they would say, you might be picking up the temperature and the wind. And that's from this factor. And they'd say, you might notice some moistness or some dryness. This is from that, this thingamajig, what's causing it. Then they could go into your whole low pressure, high pressure, whatever the thing, you know, things you use on the map. Maybe they have their own pointer and stuff. Would you believe right now I'm in between weather people? Like, I don't want to, I used to watch a channel primarily for Sal Castaneda. Just because I feel like, I just have an affinity for Sal. He does the traffic. And I did really enjoy the weather person, but then I kind of changed. I'm now doubling up with Sal. Don't worry. I mean, I didn't switch in the morning news. But I did start watching another news channel just because I liked two of the personalities on there. Reggie and Natasha, I'll say it, and Jessica. I said, wait, I really like it. I like them better than, anyway, I shouldn't bring this up in the middle. I was just trying to talk about weather. But where was I? It really went off the rails. Those are all local news people. If you're with a wind expert, they could really interpret the wind, I imagine. I don't know of any wind experts. I'm trying to think of what pot. Maybe this would be the time. I keep saying Dallas from 20,000 Hertz. Maybe this is the one where I get a hold of Dallas and we do a crossover episode about wind. Because Dallas has a podcast about sound. There's also a wonderful podcast, World of Sound, which is shorter form. But Dallas does these deep dives. So maybe that'll be the one. Where was I, though? Oh, well, I guess the difference is if someone was actually an expert in the wind, you'd probably want to listen to their interpretations. So if you're a normal person, you'd be like, okay, can you, unless you're really interested like me, you'd say, okay, is it going to be nice tomorrow or not? Do I need a jacket? Is it going to rain? Is it going to be hot or cold tomorrow? You know, what's up with the wind? You know, blustery wind at night, is it a sailor's delight or not? Or should I take warning? And they'd say, well, the wind can't tell you that. And you say, well, the friggin' sun can. So what's up? What do you mean? How are you an expert? I'm an amateur sun watcher. And then they'd storm out. That's where what really happened. I did have the one expert, Sandy Seabreeze was her pseudonym. And she was the world's foremost expert on wind that was speaking to me, but no longer because of that fallout. And then she said, you don't watch Steve Paulson anymore? And I said, please, look, I love all local newscasters. It's just some currently. Anyway, I said, come on, give me a break. So whether it's the morning news that bookends your day, or the evening breeze, or maybe you live in Seabreeze Park or something, and that's the name of your evening paper. You say, I'm going to settle in and read do the puzzles in the evening breeze. Or maybe you go running at night and you say, or, you know, you're breaking wind. You know, you say, it's time for the evening breeze. Please keep it. I think those jokes went out of fashion when they stopped being funny, which was, fourth grade. But I do like the idea of a newspaper being called the evening breeze. Breeze through it. It's only, you know, it's only the lightest news. And they actually could, if you had a newspaper, here's the thing. Get me a GIF on the phone. Because I know he has WAPO. Is when I put on my, what is that called when you're a news person? Not a news person, like you're the, what is that called? I don't know what it's called. I know you don't know what it's called because you're my brain. I thought I could, like a person that's a fan of the news. So maybe they could have one, like they say, well, we got the WAPO, that's for hard news or whatever. Now we have the evening breeze. That's for news, that's really nothing. You see, breezy news. Kittens, cute or cuter? How did I get? So anyway, this podcast actually should be a bit of the evening breeze to you. Some fresh air, some lightness, like linens on the line, gently flapping, my gums will be, to help you fall asleep. Now, like I said, it doesn't work for everybody, so give it a few tries. Almost every person that regularly listens to this podcast, even people I've become friends with that make podcasts, they say, well, the first time I listened, I said, what? It took a few times. It takes a few times. This podcast is pretty different, but it's here to help. It's not anything aggressive. So put it on like the wind and see what happens, or like the morning news. And you say, well, the morning weather. What was the weather song? Was it going to be called Dr. Weather or Dr. Breezy? Wasn't McBreezy? Was that, McDreamy? Was there a show? Was there a McBreezy? Maybe, could they put that show back on the air and then give me a recurring role as Dr. Breezy? I don't think I have the locks. I'd need a wig or something. Now peering. What show was that called? Medical Love or something, right? Doctor's Hope. Or you say, okay, hey, I'm Dr. Breezy here with the hair. Used to be weather person. Used to be Dr. Whatever it was, Dr. Wind. Oh, Dr. Breeze. Well, no, I don't know. But anyway, I got to close this intro. I'm glad you're here. And I really want to help you fall asleep, but it's a bit goofy. But give it a few tries. Thank you so much for giving me your time. And I work very hard. I strive in here, and I'd like to help you fall asleep. Thanks. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, you know, inside stuff, outside stuff, travel, changes in routine. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to distract you from that. And what I'm going to do is send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use these lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, rusty meanders, faded sleep dust, tangled tangents. I don't know if I've ever said that. They're over, you know, over alliteration. I'm the only person. They say easy on the alliteration. It's not ketchup, Scoots. And I say, when it's coming out of my mouth, it's like, if I could think of something that's alliterative with ketchup, I'm instantly, brain, please. I just say, I've caught up with ketchup. My brain caught fire. But they say, where was I? Oh, also mix-ups, plenty of mix-ups. So here's the thing. If you're new, podcast takes a few tries to get used to. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's a bit goofy or silly. And yeah, I have gruffish, creaky dulcet tones and rusty meanders, but I'm here to help. I'm here to take your mind off stuff. Try to win your trust. I don't operate on the assumption you're going to trust me, because why would you? You're in bed. You're having trouble falling asleep. And give it a few tries if you're skeptical and see if it helps you. But the way I help is, let's see, usually the intros are different every time, but this one I'm already off my normal topic. But if you're new, yeah, give it a few tries. I'm going to just do a long intro and then a bedtime story based on another podcast to take your mind off stuff. And it should be just distracting enough to keep your mind off whatever's keeping you awake, but not so engaging that you have to listen. So that's one of the things. You don't need to listen to this podcast. You can listen in any manner you choose or what works for you. So you can you can listen the whole time. I'll be here the whole time. You could tune me out. You could put me on, low. You could play me in the other room. However you wish to listen, but I don't expect your full attention. I guess that's the thing. I don't expect you to listen to me or be super engaged, just to listen at your leisure. So you don't need to listen, but you're also under no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here about an hour, and tonight's episode will be really, really soothing, I think. I'll be here the whole time to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. I'll be putting in the work, because I really believe that's part of what makes the podcast work, is that I'm here the whole time, whether you need to listen to me or not, to help. You're kind of like a friend. Like, I call myself your boyfriend sometimes, your boar bud, your boar sib, your boar bestie, whatever term you're comfortable with. You could just say, I think some people call me the boring guy or the boar guy, I've heard recently. So whatever works for you. But you don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for an hour. Structurally, what to expect is the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. If you're new, not super important. If you're a regular listener, especially if you fall asleep fast, please go to sleepwithmepodcast.com and look at our sponsors or become a patron, because that's how the show keeps going. But if you're new, not a big deal. So that's a few minutes. Then there's an intro, which we're like 5 minutes into. The intros are usually about 12 minutes of me rambling and trying to earn your trust if you're new. And even that takes like three different episodes usually. Because again, I'm a skeptical person. I think if you're skeptical about this, it's perfectly natural. And if it doesn't work for you, I'm sorry. Because it doesn't work for everybody. But here's the thing. I hope and wish it does work for you. So that's because I really truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I've been there, unable to fall asleep. So I know how it feels. So structurally, so the show starts off with 12 minutes of business. Then after that, we're going to have a setup and then a bedtime story based on a story from another podcast here on Night Vale Presents. So we'll talk about that a little later in the show. But that'll be like a meandering bedtime story that ends with some thank yous and good nights. There's a little business between the intro and the story, and that's about it. That's just structurally what to expect. And tonight's method is there's a lot of different methods I use, but Tangled Meanders is one I didn't even realize. Oh no, Tangled Tangents. My meander was so tangled, I forgot what it was. I do Tangled Tangents. I don't know how many fisher people we have out there. I did go fishing when I was a kid, occasionally, from shore, because I wanted, because I was trying to do my best, Tuck Finn, what was it, Tom, I'm kidding, Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer imitation. And I went a couple times fishing in a boat with some of my older cousins and uncles and my dad. But it wasn't like a major thing we did. And I don't know, but I know there's like fishing line. And I was always getting that tangled. And any kind of line or rope or now had, cords or cords, I tend to get tangled. It's just a natural part of being me. I'm a natural tangling tangents and tangling stuff. You say, hey, do you need a hair tangler? Not a detangler. I called up Suave. Actually, don't call, don't just start dialing numbers with Suave at the end. There's a piece of, but I called up their number. I said, hey, at first, don't call Suave and then make VO5 hot oil jokes. Cause I tried to do that. I said, is oil hot? And they said, what? I said, the VO5 hot oil, is it hot or not? And then they hung up, and then I changed phones, called again. And they said, sorry about all those VO5 hot oil jokes. I said, it's just too hot to stop. I said, once my mouth gets oiled with hot oil. And they say, that's for your hair. And they said, yeah, I know. So they don't have a number anymore. So then I called another company that makes detangler. And I said, what's your ad campaign? Because all I know is you're next to the, the bath, bubble bath stuff. And I said, no offense, I think there's pretty much a monopoly nowadays on hair products for the most part in the supermarket where I get mine. But I think you're underperforming in your, I said, I may be a shareholder, but, or maybe not, but I think you're underperforming in the marketplace. And then I just started leaving voicemails. I learned after that call to just get all your ideas out into voicemails. So this was tangled tangents. But I said, you could start a campaign with me as the tangler, and then your detangler could fix everything. It turns out that, it's not a profit. I said, what is in there? Water and something. I said, what do you mean it's not profitable? I said, well, what kind of world do we live in where there's no marketing budget for detangler? And they said, can you look around? I said, can you see the message in my message? He said, this whole thing may be your fault that you've not been marketing detangler properly. And I'm here to fix everything. And they said, how? And I said, well, I'm really good at tangling things. And you never heard, I mean, holy cow, these marketing, what are these called? Customer service people. It really is hard to get them to sigh for most people. I said, maybe, do you know anybody from the Bridge of Sighs? I said, I can make people sigh too. And then I said, I'm just really good at tangling things. I tangle tangents for a living, believe it or not. And I said, I could use that in the commercial if you pay me. And you'd have to pay me for the copywriting too. I could blow off, I could have a tangling spray and we could have a showdown, and I'd tangle tangents for a living. And you could have the spaghetti Western music, I said, what about, I think there's an octopus on one of your bottles of Detangler or Bubble Bath anyway, a friendly, kid-friendly one. I said, that could be the Detangler. And maybe I would be the one, you know, kind of, causing tangles. Because for an octopus, that wouldn't be good. And then they said, well, I don't think this is a good use of my time. And I said, well, okay, well, you know, free marketing ideas don't come every day. And they said, you really think you're the only person that calls these numbers with your marketing ideas? And I said, well, how many detanglers have you heard from? And then they laughed. They said, well, no. I said, that's right. They said, believe me, I got a successful podcast. I've been tangling tangents going on 5 years. And it turned out it was a thanks or no thanks. And I said, well, my audience will just be the beneficiary of my tangled tangents. So if you're new, it might have sounded like I have a procedure for tangling stuff, but it's just natural. Some people have natural charisma. Some people are just naturals. Some people have a natural glow. Some people are naturally friendly, optimistic, naturally. Some people have natural grace, I've heard, whatever, they move with a lightness, naturally kind. There's a lot of good, I tangle things naturally. Like if I was with Watson and Holmes and I had a sidekick, he'd say, naturally tangled, my dear Scooter. Tangled naturally, my dear Scooter. And I'd say, that's right. You're going to have to get some scissors to get me out of this one, Watson, or whomever it was. But in the podcast situation, these tangled tangents are where you're kind of following me. I'm taking your mind off of stuff. You could see the label of the body wash or bubble bath in the grocery store. And you stop thinking about whatever's keeping you awake. And then I wind back around and I call up the number. And then at some point you wake up at breakfast tomorrow. And if you and your partner or one of your friends listens, you say, what was Scoots talking about in the podcast again? He's saying, well, VO5 hot oil again. And then they'd say, did he say Vidal Sassoon and giggle? And they say, well, he did, but it was very meta because he waited, he saved it for extra punch. And then they say, did he say Vidal Sassoon? And they said, no, he's never said it like that. He usually says it like, va va voom, Vidal, he's never said Vidal either. Did he say what in the name of Gore Vidal, Sassoon? And I don't know, I was asleep. You say, what kind of kid becomes a man who's obsessed with VO5 hot oil? You say, thank goodness for Scoots and his tangled tangents, puts me right to sleep. That's what that's the life of a regular listener. And they get constantly applause because they say, where'd you get that natural glow? And they say, it's not natural. It's corny jokes about VO5 hot oil that put me to sleep, believe it or not. Yeah, there is the hair place. They say, man, you're holy follicles. I've never seen anything like this. Your split hairs is split because there's none. What happened? They say, well, I slept great. That's what happened. You could thank Vidal Sassoon. I'm only laughing because it's so ridiculously not funny that it cracks me up. Scooter, he's so unfunny. It's almost funny. And I'm here to put a smile on your face, really. That's why I'm so goofy and silly, is because I want to help. I want to lighten the pressure at bedtime because I've been there. So give the podcast a few tries. See if it can help you. Because I strive, I work very hard, and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, changes in routine, travel, you know, work, play, whatever it is, I'm here to help. It could just be, you know, stuff, you know, annoying outside noises, whatever it is. I really, truly, genuinely am here to help you. And now, this podcast, it doesn't work for everybody. If you're new, give it a few tries. But also, don't try to make too much sense of this. This intro is not going to make a whole lot of sense. It'll just barely make sense. That's kind of how the podcast works. But here's what I'm going to try to do is try to create a safe place, as I said. I'm going to smooth it. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones, which I think you could hear pretty clearly. Pointless meanders, rustified tangents, mishandled metaphors. I don't think there's been, in all the days of metaphors, there's never been someone who's mishandled those metaphors. Also mislabeled them, and even missing metaphors, metaphors you'll miss. But I'm also something like if I sang ballads like Yacht Rock, you know what Yacht Rock is? I think I'd say sing like if I was I don't know. It's Christopher Cross. Is he one of the people that sings those kind of ballads? I would sing a song about missing metaphors. Seriously, I would sing, I don't know if it'd be straight up love ballad. I think more of like power. Is that a power ballad? Maybe I should save these questions for a little while. Has anyone written a love song to a metaphor? I guess we'll know. Well, maybe we'll probe that in a minute. But if you're new, welcome. Let me tell you about the structure of the show, just so you have because that's what I just do. So the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going and free. And then there's an intro, which I just started. The intros are around 12 minutes or so. It's kind of like a monologue where I mishandle things. I mean, basically, my metaphors and everything else. Like normally, a normal intro, you could say, boom, this is the podcast that puts you to sleep. I'm going to do it. I got candles, I got sleep grease, I got incantations, I got, you know, whatever, I have sublime, you know, I don't have any of that, though. I have intuition, no superstition, and, you know, with the power of Titian, I'm putting you to sleep. That would be welcome to sleep pros or something. It'd be PROS. I think I try to use sleepy pros. I mean, as I just said, I put my pros to sleep even. We're a sleep, you know, sleep team. Shushings. And then it has some, you know, we got sympathetic vibrations. We got them. So that might be another podcast. This one, I try to do that in 1 or 2 minutes. It takes me about 12. But what I found is during the intro, some people start to unwind. They listen as they go through the bedtime routine, or they get in bed and they start to wind down. Other people fall asleep during the intro, and some people skip the intro. They say, hey, I want to get to the bedtime story, so they know to jump ahead like 14 minutes or so. But the intro's really job is to try to establish some rapport, make you feel welcome, and that this is a safe place. It's a little bit different place, but it's safe. I'm a bit of a mishandler and a bit of a goofball to barely not put a smile on your face, but bring your face to a neutral position. Maybe your shoulders, they feel a little bit relaxed. Maybe your cushion, you know, maybe you get a little bit more snug in bed. So that's the intro. Then there's a story. Tonight will be kind of a retrospective of episodes 500 through 600 of the podcast, looking back to kind of celebrate passing episode 700. So it'll be fun. It'll be like just a quick saying, oh, well, what was that episode? Because I just recorded it and I'm doing the intro now. I say, whoa, well, this happened like 17 times. What was that episode about? That I made an interesting title. And then I say, well, interesting. I'm still not remembering it. So that's what it'll be, a bit of a bedtime story. If you're new, here's the other things to know. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for an hour to keep you company. So you can fall asleep whenever you want. Also, no pressure to listen. This will be barely engaging. Ideally, just enough to take your mind off of stuff, but not interesting enough where you're like, well, I got to hear when Scooter forgets the title of his own podcast episode's about. I can't miss that. I'm sure the regular listeners would be hearty har-harring right now, because they'd say, well, they kind of, you'll get used to that if you stick around in these parts. I also like to say Oshkosh Bagosh, though I haven't said in a while, so I was just throwing that out there. Oh boy, in the past 700 episodes, I probably said, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, I probably said, and I know, like, and stuff a few million times. But I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company, because I've been there, and I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep, and I want to help, because when I have trouble sleeping, it's not pleasant, and I think if I could help you take your mind off of that, make you feel comfortable and validate it, it sucks if you can't sleep, and I really would like to help. So let's see how it goes. I'm going to be here to keep you company. And who am I? What qualifies me to make a sleep podcast that puts people to sleep other than having trouble sleeping? What kind of person is making this podcast? Kind of person that would think about for the next three or four or five or two minutes, what would go into a love ballad, a power ballad, a yacht rock song, an 80s music number to metaphors? And, well, one, I mean, I'm sure there's poetry about people loving metaphors, you know, but has anyone written any love songs for metaphors? Like Angel is a metaphor or something, you know, really catchy pop song. I guess I would say, cool, if you have an obscure song about metaphors, I'll check it out. send it to I don't have any people, so send it to those people, send it to my people. I mean, I think it would be different than an ode. Here's the thing. Would a love song to metaphors contain metaphors, and would that be weird? Here's another question. If we did that, do metaphors get jealous? Here's a broader question maybe we have not answered. Are metaphors sentient? My brain is, I think my brain's packing up and going somewhere. It's also palming its forehead. But I think those are fair questions. If you're not ready for that, brain, hold on, put that suitcase down. Where did you get that suitcase? I didn't realize there was a leather suitcase in my brain for my brain to pick up. What do you have in there? Like socks and underwear? I'll get back to the metaphors. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, brain, have a seat. Sit on that bed there. Also, I didn't realize my brain had its own twin bed. Yeah, here's something, brain, to think about. Can a metaphor be loved and feel loved is the biggest question. And you could use a tree falling in the woods. Yes, you could use a tree falling in the woods metaphor for that. You don't know exactly how it connect to it, but I'd say, can a metaphor be loved and be beloved? Yes. Can a metaphor feel love? Who are we to ask, I would say. And if I was witty, I would have a metaphor tucked right in there but I don't. Let me just do a check-in, because I'm getting some similes. How are you feeling about all this? Is this okay? Or are you feeling like a scorned something or other? Hardy har har. At least with similes, it's a little easier. I'm not pandering to you. What if we all, what if we, here, come on. I'll take a hand, one hand, I'll hold my hand with a simile. And my other hand, I'll hold a hand with a metaphor. And I'll say, you know what? Here's the truth. I can't write music. I can't write songs. Can't sing on this podcast. But I do. If I had the ability, if we could choose anyone, who would we choose to sing you both a song? Would it be Michael McDonald? Would it be somehow the person who sang the Top Gun song, who's now I'm forgetting? Would it be Neil Cicada? Christopher Cross? Who modern would we have sing to you? Would it be someone? Do you have? What about Zane? How do you feel about Zane? And not or someone else? Okay, well, we don't have to decide it. I was just imagining who we'd have sing you a song. Maybe Bette Midler. She doesn't sing power ballads. What about like the Eurythmics? I could see how okay, you're holding my hands a little bit tighter. Okay, maybe just Annie Lennox singing a song. I like it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it so much. Actually, was Sweet Dreams made of this? Was that a love song to metaphors? Because without you, metaphors ain't similes, of course. Because I'm referring, even when I accidentally say metaphors, I mean metaphors ain't similes. Oh boy, there's a knocking at one part. There's a bunch of narrative devices outside my brain's door. Oh, and all other narrative devices that Annie Lennox would sing to. Without you, dreams would not be possible, though dreams are already disagreeing with me. As I hold your hand, metaphor. Okay, let me just. I didn't realize there was so many people with that want a skin in this Annie Lennox song about. That was just supposed to be, no offense, simile. A love song to metaphors, which you could say is like a love song to similes. Not funny. Okay, go ahead. That's okay. I'll make it up to you, simile. Okay, please don't let any of those other narrative devices in there, because I don't even know. Is that an onomatopoeia? Okay. A metaphor, I'm back. So I think it's probably best if Annie Lennox just sings the song to you. Yeah, it would be beautiful. It would be loving and would express really my love and gratitude for you to help me, because without the podcast, because here's how the podcast works. I don't think this would be for the Lenny Annex song. Also, sorry, metaphor, that's actually who I booked to sing the song, because I was looking at the price quotes and I said, oh, I could afford Lenny Annex to sing you a song. Like, look at songwriting by Lenny Annex. Those prices are, I can afford those prices. So it'll be a power ballad by Lenny Annex to metaphors. I forgot what the point I was going to make. Well, the podcast wouldn't exist without you, metaphors, especially because I try to take the whole intro and make a metaphor to explain to people, hey, this is a podcast you don't need to listen to. And by trying to make a metaphor, I show that I'm not qualified to make a metaphor. Which may, I don't want to be too out, maybe a metaphor within itself. Oh, it's an example. Okay, well, I don't have to click on the Selenia Annex. Oh, I'm telling you, what if that's a secret name? What is that, a pseudonym for Annie Lennox? Like her side gigs. She says, well, this is where I really write my juiciest material is Lenny Annex. Well, you're not so sure. Well, do you feel loved? Because seriously, I love you, metaphor. Well, you know, okay, good. Can you feel it? Okay. We'll just rest here in my arms. Yeah, like a sloth in my arms. Beautiful. So, hey, sorry, I'm back, everybody. I'm holding a metaphor. I guess it's weird, but I'm holding a metaphor that looks like a sloth in my arms. Maybe it's a metaphor for all metaphors. And in some way, I'm holding it and holding it close and rocking it. Is it asleep? Because I was going to say, it's a bit of proxy for you that I hope I can keep you here close and rested. And where you say, okay, this feels pretty good. This feels like Annie Lennox just wrote a song for me. To say I'm loved, to say I'm respected, to say I deserve a good night's sleep. So I appreciate you coming by. If this is your first few times here, give it a few tries. This podcast's a bit different. Doesn't work for everybody, but it's harmless. So give it a shot and see how it goes, or a couple shots. But I'm glad you're here, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show a-going. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets, Season 1, Part 2. Almost 6 hours. That's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. That's cool. So, yeah, like, That's something we're looking forward to doing. And yeah, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.